Welcome, everyone. Lovely to be with you. So welcome our experience as it is, the sort of relaxation in at the heart of our experience. So we invite ourselves to be not knowing. No need for any images of ourselves. No self-definition. Simply to allow presence to appear whichever way it chooses to. We don't need to recollect the past right now. It's not necessary. This silent presence is alive. Every moment fresh and new, as pure consciousness, taking on the form of hearing, the form of breath. All unfolding effortlessly. Impersonally. There is no person, in fact. No separate self. Just effortless beingness. Effortless awareness. Which is undisturbed by the activity of hearing or sensing. This awareness is non-phenomenal. Invisible to the senses. The reality which is and knows it is. The perceiving aspect. The reality which perceives and knows. It perceives. You can rest as that. Consciousness resting as itself, recognizing itself as this formless, impersonal, effortless awareness. Boundless. The freedom of being. The reality of being. And you are that. You are not what you imagine yourself to be. What you remember. You don't exist in time and space. Time and space appear to you. Time appears to you as thoughts, memories, yesterday, last year. Space appears to you as perception. The tree over here, the mountain over there. Perspective. But you do not appear in time and space. You do not exist in the 3D realm. The 3D realm exists in you. One may wonder, what is this apparent reality? It's an oxymoron, apparent reality. Does reality, in fact, appear and disappear? Thoughts appear and disappear. Bodily sensations. World perceptions. Appear and disappear. But there is that which neither appears nor disappears in your experience right now. This aware presence, this being, knowingness. That which is and cannot not be. non-phenomenal reality. The reality of appearance and disappearance does not appear and disappear. The waves on the surface of the ocean refer to the ocean. The rays of sunshine refer to the sun. The golden bracelet refers to the gold. Appearance refers to its essence. To its source. To that from which it arises and to which it returns. And in your experience, thoughts, sensations, perceptions arise out of consciousness and return to consciousness. That which always remains, that which always is consciousness. The true and only you, the true and only self. Sometimes thought arises, I am here and you are there. But the I am amness, beingness, is neither here nor there. It is. A body may be here and another body there. In a relative way of perceiving, a utilitarian way of speaking. Body is in the kitchen, another in the living room. But does that imply that you are here and I am there? Take a look at your experience right now. Without the narrative, without the past, to perceive without the history. And here is there, and there is here. As awareness, as reality, as direct experience, not as a utilitarian narrative. Practical narrative. I am thou, and thou art I. This formless reality, there are no divisions. Sometimes we say, I get it. But it's not my experience. I feel I am here and you are there. So we can take a look. When we say I, what are we referring to? Are we referring to some form that we perceive or we conceive of? What is the reality of I? In this moment, always in this moment. So we take a look. We may realize that the looker, the perceiver, is neither here nor there, nowhere and everywhere, no one and everyone, nothing and everything. There is a great freedom in this understanding. So, if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore, welcome to unmute yourself and you could raise your hand or